all optional skate today, no issues with any of the guys that weren't on the ice?
No, we'll get into this month having more practice time, not as many runs of long games, so we'll have a lot more optionals in the morning skates.
Buffalo's coming in here, obviously tough night last night. Not sure the score was indicative of the play, but does that potentially make them a more dangerous team? They're probably not feeling very good right now.
You get a tough night like that, your group's more focused for sure. So the start, really important for our team. And then when you're doing your prep work, you just cut that game off and focus on what they've been doing. A lot of overtime games, a lot of tight games, some wins against good teams. So their game is better than their record. That is true of all of the teams that found themselves at the bottom at the halfway mark, especially if they've been there for a while. They've kind of got through the grieving period of what looks like their season for them, and then they're become more and more dangerous. You know, saw it last deal, Arizona beats Nashville, so full-on hard games.
What do you have to watch for with the Sabres? Obviously, Jack Eichel's a pretty dynamic young player, and a player you're familiar with, and Evander Kane looks like he's having a strong season.
They've got size and speed and can beat you off the rush, best face-off man in the league. And then they play a focused game defensively, like in terms of what they're trying to do. They're not letting you out of the corner easy. There's not a lot of looping in their game. They're trying to play that hard to find game. But the rush, I think, is the area that with that speed, that counter speed, that quickness, they're dangerous there.
And just one more from me. It seems like you guys have had a lot of times this year where you're playing a team twice in a very short span. You're going to see Buffalo again next week. Do you like those back-to-backs?
We all like that. I think that's a better way. I think you get a better energy level from the two teams. It's not a one-off, and you want to establish your game, and then you want to be able to make adjustments, which is more fun for the coaches. You know, it's you're trying to find something that works right there, but you might be able to use for four or five periods against a team.
What's your biggest challenge going into the second half here?
The game's going to change here. The way the game's played, the way it looks after Christmas, after the All-Star break changes. So the gears change. It gets more physical. You've got teams now that are a big block of teams that will put a really heavy push for that two or three points. So just look at the Western Conference, right, you think you'd be pretty good. You're a point out of first, but you're 6 points into the playoffs. So the change of gears, the grind that's coming, not necessarily schedule grind, the compete on each game, the intensity ramps up.
What area of your collective game do you think your group improved the most on during the first half?
Improved the most on? We got to be better on our line rushes against. The volume of rush against got to be very, very strong. And the overall pace of our game, our ability to move the puck quickly from our end of the ice. We turn the puck over in the right areas now, if that makes any sense. So I think our management has gotten to be a little bit better. It's also the area that we'd like to continue to improve on.
Sure. We talked a lot about defending going into the year. How far along do you think you are in that process? I know it's a daily process, but how far along are you?
Most of our defensive analytics are solid right now. There's still the places of your game. We gave up an awful lot of shot attempts against early on. That might be another area of improvement, and that's changed. We did not shoot the puck very much, and certainly in the last six, seven, eight games, we've started to really get our numbers of pucks to the net that we like. The simpler answer is when you ask that question, I'm thinking all things can get better, which is a lousy answer for you to have to write that down because it's so standard, but it would be how we view things. The standard rule is nothing is permanent, right? Nothing's permanent. So if you think you're good at something, not focusing on it isn't a particularly good idea, and things don't fix themselves. We've got to fix them. So we wanted to be incrementally better in all things, and that's still our plan.
How's Mark Scheifele handled the early stages of his rehab and recovery?
Positively, I think he is going to be a quick healer. He has been over the course of his career. He's not enjoying it by any means. We'll have to watch him trying to get a little ahead of himself. He's in a phase where most of what he's doing is nothing. Letting it settle down and start that healing process. It's the most frustrating part for the player until for a guy like Mark, once he can get back into the weight room and start doing some things, his mood will pick up. Right now, he's got, you know, another 10 days or so of not a whole lot of movement.
Did he require surgery for the injury?
No.
Good. Thanks.
Paul, in their short time together, what have you thought of the Ehlers little Perreault line?
It's good. I in different areas, one of the things, because we were on the road for those two games, you don't always get Lowry out in that checking role against the other team's best. So that was the line that played against McDavid and MacKinnon at times. Nick Ehlers' defensive game in Edmonton was the best defensive game he's played for us. He was hard to play against and positionally very, very sound. And those are good things for young players to add to their game. You know, we know what he can do with the puck. So having, first of all, the awareness when they're going on the ice that it's important. When you're in the first year, you don't really notice who you're playing against. You think you get to do whatever you want regardless of your opponent. And I thought when Mark went down, I thought Nicky Ehlers especially seemed to realize that how important he was going to be to the team, and his game amped up. The game he played in Edmonton was fantastic defensively.
Sorry, 10 days before Mark is back in the weight room, or before he can kind of start moving again?
Yeah, we'll put him in the weight room right for the lower half. Right, he'll be, but before he can start getting into active rehab, it settles down for a couple of weeks, and then you go.
Okay, and just to be clear, nothing's changed with Toby. He's not in tonight.
Toby's not playing tonight. He's going to see the doctor tonight, hopefully for kind of that final green light, and then we'll put him back on the ice tomorrow, push him hard again, and make a decision for San Jose.
Thank you.